Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, February 2nd. Hi, Tori.
Hello. Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is, right?
Yes. He saw... I don't know what happened. Oh, my God.
Oh, he saw his shadow.
I have no idea. I just know he did it. He did his thing.
He saw his shadow, which
means... Oh, he did? Oh, he did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, which means 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, that's what that means? Oh.
I know. Well. How do they know he sees his shadow, though?
Sam,
does he, like, run away from
you know
it?
Santa Claus is not real, right? Like, this is some bullshit. His name is Punxsutawney, right?
Well, Phil? Of course it's bullshit, but the thing is, how do they justify it to themselves?
Correct. You know? Like, what's the animal signaling to say I've seen it or not?
Right. Maybe it runs away from it or something.
And why the groundhog?
I don't know.
It's a fascinating question.
Right?
Yeah. I always love that movie. Don't Drive Angry. Groundhog Day. Oh,
that movie was amazing. Ugh. I still remember it. I've seen it a few times, actually.
And every time you hear that song by Sonny and Cher... when he wakes up every morning to that same song. Now all I think about is that movie.
I know. I got you, babe, right?
I'm like, don't hit the alarm. God.
That's a funny movie. If you haven't seen it, Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. I don't know when it came out. Probably in the 80s or something.
In the 90s.
Yeah, but it was really, really funny.
Yeah. Annie McDowell at her best.
Yeah, I know. So apparently this tradition is 131 years old.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's Punxsutawney, I guess.
Punxsutawney
Phil.
Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
And they're saying, obviously, it's not the same groundhog for 131 years.
They had to say that?
Yeah. But,
I mean, some turtles do live a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no...
But there is a Punxsutawney... How do you pronounce it?
Punxsutawney
Groundhog Club Inner Circle. And they claim that it is the same one for 131 years.
How many people are in this inner circle?
I don't know.
And are they all living in their mom's basement?
Exactly. Who are they?
Who are you guys? That is crazy. The groundhog. Interesting animal.
So, yeah, that's what it is. February 2nd, I guess. So expect more rain,
so expect
I suppose.
Expect more winter from this shadowy creature.
Yeah, right?
Interesting. Okay.
I know. What a way to start my morning. I was making my coffee, and you see I have like this tall cup, right?
Yeah.
And I just like knocked it over, and all the coffee was all over my kitchen. And
you
I'm
guys
like,
know Sam. He does not. He likes it clean.
I do.
You're pretty
not only
fastidious.
That, but I like things not to
spill.
Yeah, not to spill or irritate me.
Right.
Small things really irritate me sometimes.
Did that irritate you?
Yeah, because it's like I have no time to clean this up. You know. Yeah. Of course I did, but it's. I'm like, what a way to start the morning. You know.
But see, then you can think of like as a Buddhist, and they'd say, "Oh, good, a couple more seconds to just stay in the moment."
Oh, that's true. Or maybe get some of the negative things out of the way, and then you'll be left with some positive things.
Right. Or also just say that the spill itself isn't either negative or positive. It's what you think about the spill.
Oh, okay. So it's just there, right?
It's just there.
Yeah, well, it's clear that it's what I think about it because I overreact.
Yeah. I think that's trying to get you to not.
Yeah.
The funny thing is your co-host, me, Tori, turns out to be a big spiller.
Really?
So you hired someone that is... I spilled yesterday.
Oh, no, you did spill yesterday, but this was the only time I ever saw you
true,
spill,
because so I'm careful, but I am a mess. I mean,
really?
Look at your side of the radio station. It's very clean, and I've got
but you get
trash,
the stuff. That's
newspaper
okay.
out, the
That's
phone.
The way you're into
right.
it. You
but
know?
Good for you to like deal with me.
You're sinking your teeth into it.
There you
That's
go.
The way to do it. You know, you surrounded go. By newspaper and coffee and,
yeah.
and everything else.
I'm like a Kathy cartoon. I'm the tornado, they call me. And then get a little wine in me, and I think I'm Beyonce, which we need to talk about.
Yes.
But I'm definitely like, you know, like I'm like someone with a disability with walking. I am just crashing into things when I'm a little tipsy.
Oh, wow, like a Jack Tripper. Do
just
you remember Jack Tripper? From Well, you didn't.
Again, Three's Company.
Three's
say,
Company.
Of course, long live John Ritter. Of course.
So, you know, I mean, that's the... so you trip a lot.
Yeah,
or,
I fall.
And you fall. And
the
stuff
more important
like
part of that
really?
Was Beyonce.
And you don't hurt yourself?
All the time I hurt myself.
Really?
All the time I hurt myself.
Wow.
I fell down the
Maybe
stairs
like knee,
dancing.
Knee pads and elbow pads.
It's funny that you say that, but like sometimes I think about a helmet. like all day. I fell down the stairs, and we have about, I think, 18 steep stairs.
Oh, my God.
And I was not tipsy, by the way. Yeah. I was dancing by myself, which is super embarrassing.
Near the stairs.
Which is great, just right on the top of those stairs. Great idea. And I start going down, so I go down a couple. I think I go down four. And then at four, I put my foot out in a real nice sort of gestury move to a nice beat, a snare drum. And I feel no air stare beneath me or the other foot.
Wow.
And I know that I'm going down.
Wow.
And so, and I'm going like an, I think I'm going like an arrow, 100 miles an hour, because there's this steep, I mean, that's, it was at least 8 or 9 stairs that I'm falling through. So I'm reaching the bottom, and I crashed so hard.
Oh my God.
That the neighbors came out and thought that there was a car accident.
Oh God.
And I hurt myself real bad with my ankle.
That would be pretty hurtful, I guess, to roll down the stairs like that.
I didn't roll. I fully just flew.
Oh, you just flew?
Like an aerodynamic arrow.
Oh my
God. I flew
God.
Down head first. And there's a line on my wall that's an elbow line of where I fell. So if I were smarter, I'd figure out from what stair. But there's also a hole where my ankle went into the wall. It was bad.
How wonderful. Wow, what a story.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And in midair, I was like, if I needed to cut off my arm like that guy from 127 hours, like, would I do it? But I just called my iPhone, my friend, and he came over.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's like, would you do it? My God.
Yeah, I was perfectly fine, but you could have crushed.
Can you imagine if you don't have your phone next to you?
Right?
That would have been a problem.
I mean, that's what you think about that guy. When I love that story. I love that story. If you guys don't know, then get out from under the rock you're in. Get it? He was stuck under a rock.
And he cut off his arm.
Because he was really a very advanced hiker, but it crushed his arm between the open space. The boulder came and crushed his arm, his hand. So he had to cut it off. But he photographed the entire journey, including the walk up without it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. People are very brave, you know.
This guy. What a guy.
I know.
He had a helmet, Cam, and he talked to his parents and said goodbye. I would just be screaming the whole time.
Yeah, that's true, right? Well, eventually it calmed down.
No, I'd be good.
What am I going to do with this now, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, but I understand the adventure and everything, but why do things that are so dangerous, you know, and you go by yourself too?
He also didn't leave a note or tell anyone where his car was. It couldn't have been the worst.
Yeah, right?
It was very bad planning, he said.
Yeah, well, duh.
Yeah, I read all about it. Yeah, if he had told someone, exactly.
Bad planning. This is a guy that's supposed to know what the hell he's doing.
It was
doing,
bad. He said that was a big mistake. Agreed.
Well, good thing you're safe and in one piece and stuff. I heard there was a lot of police commotion in Hollywood yesterday, or West Hollywood.
Yeah, they were looking for like a criminal.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see anything going
on?
They closed some streets down.
No, I was in. I was doing trivia at Studio City in Studio City.
Oh, you went again?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
We did not win again.
You did not win.
No.
Is it like teams or?
Yeah. A lot of teams. There was 24 teams. That's too many.
Yeah, that's true.
It really
but
went
you know
too long.
What? But I mean, I salute you for going and
thank you
and being part of it.
It's a nerdy way to drink. It's a good way to drink for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what were questions that you didn't get, do you think you should have gotten? Were there any?
There were, I'm trying to think of some, let me think. There were some really hard ones, let me think, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's okay, it'll probably come to
you. But like the molecule for iron, which I thought was Fe, and I still think it is. I think it might not have been iron, but it was it's like they go from one to the other. The left-handed pitcher, from 1914 to 19, it was Babe Ruth at one point, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Are you kidding?
But I know a lot. But then they do,
I
know. But they do movies and they do music.
So mix it up.
And the fourth round is just playing a game of quarters against everyone else.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
I guess Trivial Pursuit is like that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, it's all different categories.
Categories, different difficulty, and so forth.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, you people, if you want to go, that was the Fox and
the Fox and the Hound.
The Fox and the Hound,
yes.
Right.
Don't come, guys. There's too many people.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go on the night that Tori will be there.
Go on a Friday because it doesn't happen. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, today's February 2nd. In 2 days, we're going to be celebrating 9 years of being on the air.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. It started all in 2008. I'm really happy and proud that we've lasted this long. I mean, you know, you start a business, and I didn't even start it like a business, you know. And then you wonder, am I going to last that long, you know, so.
9 years is crazy for that.
It is, you know, and the thing is, for me, I've started a lot of things, but never finished them.
This is
know?
One you're proud of.
I'm
this
proud
is a baby.
Of. I was
yeah.
able to, yeah, but I guess we grow up and we mature a little
That's
bit.
That's right.
You know?
And it takes, it doesn't have to take, I think, you know, succeeding is standing up one more time than you fall down. That's it. That's a Japanese
That's
proverb.
That's true. That's
and it doesn't
true.
Matter how many times you fail. If you get to the one that you love and you're in the flow when you do it, then God bless.
Exactly. You know, and also don't forget, you always have to find good people. It's hard to do it by yourself.
That's probably
know?
A good lesson that you learned was people yeah. are important, the personnel.
Yeah, very much so. You know, because at the beginning I was doing it all myself. Mm-hmm. And man, was it hard. You know?
So was that, what is another maybe lesson you learned from the 9 years? The people that you hire are very important.
Yeah, that and also there's a lot of crazy people in this town. I mean, to the fact that I want to do like a reality show on this radio station.
Oh my God, that's
hilarious. There's some characters here.
That's a great idea.
And I was thinking, you know.
That's a, just set up a full on camera.
Run around them and stuff and see all the people that come in here late and with their excuses.
Yeah.
People are going to laugh just at that. How everybody is that's late. Oh, it's the traffic. It's like, come on, man.
It's LA time.
Yeah, that's tired. You know? So things like that. There's porn stars coming in here and stuff, which is funny.
Awesome.
Very
You've
funny.
You've got the ghost paranormal people.
Exactly.
Tonight.
Yeah.
That'd
so
be great.
We got
the twins.
Kinds.
You have the twins. I love this.
So, yeah, we have a lot of great stuff. More people joining us, too. So I'm very, very excited about that. You know, we started the year very strong. And that's why I'm feeling good.
Good for you,
you know?
Man.
Yeah.
9 years.
So, yeah, you know, so
Round
we're going to have a party. Hopefully you'll be around that that night to come
Ooh,
from the party.
I'd love to.
Meet everybody and
I'd
stuff.
Love
it's
to.
Always a lot of fun. I haven't done a party, I think, since my 50th. Or maybe more recently, I don't know. But still, it seems like a long time ago. So,
nice. Good
so
for
we
you.
Gotta, yeah, we used to do a lot of parties, but then we sort of like didn't want to deal with the hassle.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, I love parties.
Yeah, you got to have more parties.
Exactly.
Parties are the best.
So maybe we'll test the
reality
show theory.
The first the pilot episode is the party. I like
right,
this. This
right.
is great.
Like, these are our characters.
I'm already
here.
Story producing this. I like this. And there's like a hookup somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever watch WKRP in Cincinnati?
No, I
yeah. Have
no.
you heard of it?
Yes, I've heard of it.
You've
yes.
heard of it,
but of course,
but
yeah,
that was
of course.
A sitcom.
Of course,
obviously.
It was a great sitcom,
and it was about a radio station.
Yeah,
and it took me years to realize that WKRP is W crap.
Oh, and, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, think about it, right?
Those jokes just keep
I
on
bet
coming.
You that's where it came from, and there were some funny characters
oh,
in it,
great.
But I used to love it because it was a radio station. And I don't know, I always had this fascination with what a radio station looks like. And I remember when I was about 16 or so, 15, 16, my cousin took me to one because there was the army radio station in Israel on the radio.
Mm.
So he, while he was in the service, he was there, would sit as a DJ. Those are the guys
that's awesome.
That kind of like don't want to fight.
Of course, that's what I would be.
Yeah,
but
right.
you're actually like really important to the morale of the group.
That's true.
You
right,
are. Good Morning Vietnam. Come on,
yeah,
that's a great
right.
movie.
Yeah, that's true. That was a time when we were spinning vinyl. I mean, this was 70s.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so
let's go
that
back
was
groovy,
fun.
Man. It's groovy.
I know. He would like devote songs to me and dedicate songs
awesome.
To me and stuff. So that was funny. But yeah, I went into the station. I was just like fascinated. And think about it. All it was is spinning records and saying a couple words.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
it's not
what,
like
right.
us. You know, we get to talk and express ourselves.
Very true.
You know?
But still, the idea of that being like, and that's why, you know, comics go to USO tour and Bob Hope is so great because you are important.
Yeah.
You're keeping the music up and keeping people up. And
people need to understand
that. They need
that,
yeah.
We
are important.
Yeah,
I'm trying
exactly.
to convince myself.
I know. To a certain extent, maybe we are, you know. If yeah. we can save a life, then we're good.
Just keep someone smiling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're peaceful people.
Only peaceful people,
yeah,
folks. That's
right.
all we do here. Is be peaceful.
That's right.
The Super Bowl is coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Do you have any predictions? Do you care?
Well, obviously, I went to the University of Michigan. Go Blue,
okay.
you guys.
All right.
Football was more important than money when it came to Michigan. And our famed superstar quarterback is one Mr. Tom Brady.
Oh, really?
So Tom Brady's a Wolverine. So
that's
you think,
how you related to him. And
my sister also is a hardcore Patriots fan. We're on the East Coast, my New England. My mom grew up in Boston. We're very, like, New England people.
Okay.
So we're big Patriot fans. So
that's
for
who
Patriots.
You're yeah. rooting for. Okay.
I know that's kind of not popular because...
Why not? They always win. What the hell?
You I know. Why not? Yeah, they should be win. More popular.
I think they've been on more Super Bowls than anybody.
Like,
you know?
I think it's like his fifth or sixth. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know,
just in the past 10, 15 years.
Yeah. But you know, it's, you know, people get a little like, oh God, Brady, everything he touches.
Right.
So, yeah, so we'll see. And Belichick is not a very warm person, but the coach, I love him. I think he's great.
Yeah.
So we'll
awesome.
See him.
So we'll
yeah.
see that. At least you know more people than I do on the team.
Yeah. My sister knows them all, but yeah, we're big Patriots fans, so.
Yeah. I remember in the 70s, 80s, I was strong on football. I knew everybody and anybody, and but now, I don't know, I just, well, for the same reason that I can't sit and watch TV too long, you know, I've gotten too restless. I
think you should try and expand your attention span.
I know, how the hell do I do that?
So I think...
And especially with TV, you know, I mean, the only way I could do it is like eat while I'm watching, but who wants to eat for hours, you know?
I'm sorry, everybody I know wants to eat for hours, so, but maybe, but you read for long periods of time, right?
Well, not lately,
oh,
that's another thing. I'm getting some new books and I don't...
You can't get through it.
I get to sit down. I don't know what's happening.
Have you ever tried meditating?
You know, that's probably my only option here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not taking any more medication than I need to.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm not
going
to take medication.
I was thinking more like walks in the park.
Yeah,
I was thinking
right?
more walks in the park.
No,
because
I
think if you go to open your mind to more like outside rather than screen images, it might be much better for you.
Yeah, probably.
Like long walks.
I'm also trying to think what happened the past couple months. I think I've just been more busy here.
Also, the news is coming out every hour.
Right, that's
I feel like
true.
Time has... And also, like, the Trump presidency, it's been like 13 days. It feels like 5 years.
It does. You know what I mean? And it's also like it keeps your mind occupied.
Correct.
So, you know, but... believe it or not,
that's
I went out and got a book last night
right?
that explains how Trump got elected. It's called The Making of a President 2016.
Interesting. Who is
it's
who
written
is it
by? Okay, by a guy that knows the inside scoop on him.
Who is this?
His name is Stone. Do you know anything? You know what? I'll bring it up real quick and I'll tell you who it is. Okay?
Just one word, Stone, like Sting?
No. That's his last name, you know. But,
my name's Stone.
I know.
I'm like Cher.
But so I don't. I took it without really knowing his perspective. He's obviously going to be on Trump's side.
Sure.
But
or maybe not. I mean, I'm sure there's. It's a fascinating political query how this happened.
Yeah, and plus he sort of like just documents the debates.
Yeah.
Everything that happened.
Oh,
and
those
what
debates.
Went
they meant nothing after.
Yeah,
all.
And I wanted to really hear it from inside.
Yeah.
The Trump.
Yeah, you wanted to get their perspective.
Yeah,
sure,
you
sure.
know. And I mean, yesterday you explained with the. With those states that turned from red, blue to red.
Yeah.
And that made a lot of sense,
yeah.
you know? So
it's those three major ones, yeah.
Right, you know, so that made a lot of sense and stuff. So I figured I want to really understand how this works, you know? So, okay, his name is Roger Stone.
Okay,
and
good name, great name.
Supposedly a lot of people know him, so I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But the editorial review by Donald Trump on him is Roger's a good guy.
Is that all it says?
No.
Roger's a good guy
because that's how Trump talks, you know?
He's done an amazing job. Like you said about Frederick Douglass. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, God. He did Black History Month, and he met with a lot of African-American leaders. And, of course, sitting next to him was Omarosa from Celebrity Apprentice.
Right?
And he's going around. He goes, well, it's Black History Month. And he says, and we're at our little get-together, which was already sort of demeaning. And then he says, he reads from a piece of paper some, you know, famous black historical figures. And he gets to Frederick Douglass, kind of trips on the name, and then says, he's doing an amazing job. and he's getting recognized more and more, which I think is good for him. And everyone's like, oh, honey, I don't think you know who Frederick is. So the whole thing went viral and everyone's like, who does he think Fred, you know, does he think he's living? And, you know, does he know who he is? So, but people Googling Frederick Douglass went up by like 3,000%, which is great because actually people are learning about Black history.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is ironic, but it was not a good start. And then today,
at
the prayer breakfast, which Eisenhower started and is taken pretty seriously by all presidents, he prayed for the Celebrity Apprentice.
He did.
For the ratings.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And use the word hell in the prayer of breakfast. I just think it's so, every morning's just a chuckle.
It is. It's like, I don't know what to get up to, you know?
So anyway, what's the Frederick Douglass thing is funny. I tweeted, who is the guy that has to tell Trump Frederick Douglass isn't joining him for a golf lunch this weekend? Like, he definitely thinks that guy's still living.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, explain to us who that is, because I don't know who it is.
Frederick Douglass?
Yes.
Okay, Frederick Douglass died in like 1895. He is a very famous former slave who became an abolitionist. He started two very famous newspapers, and he became very close with Lincoln, and in fact was the first person allowed to come into, the first African-American invited to the White House ever. Not someone who worked there previously, but as a guest, walked in.
Wow.
He is a he's written many, many books. He is the founder of, and sort of the leader, you would say, of the abolitionist movement for anti-slavery, and was a past slave. So, he started the Northern Star, the North Star, which is still going as a newspaper. He started two newspapers and became a Northern gentleman, and became all the way up to the White House.
Yeah. Well, maybe Trump will say he's doing a good job because his legacy moves on. So.
No, he didn't know who that man was.
No, I'm saying maybe you'll explain it to us.
He
later,
tried. They tried. Sean Spicer tried. And he said, they go, can you explain why? You got to watch these Sean Spicer things because he is just a mess.
He's got to wiggle out of it.
Yeah, man. They go, can you explain why it seemed like the president didn't know who Frederick Douglass either was or is, if he's alive or dead? And Sean Spicer was like, he really thinks that he's doing. And what are these amazing things he's doing? And he said, you know, he wants to bring him up a lot more in the stuff that he did. And the stuff that he did. And it was like,
Yeah, what do you say? What can you say to something like that? You know?
So they're going to ask him about the prayer breakfast with the Celebrity Apprentice. He asked everyone to bow their heads and pray for Schwarzenegger. Oh, my God. He's still a producer on that show.
Yeah. Oh, he is a producer still on that show?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. You don't use the prayer breakfast to pray for Celebrity Apprentice.
I think you cut off any connections with Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. Wow. Not this guy.
No. All right.
No.
Well,
anywho.
As long as it stays, I mean, Matthew McConaughey says it's time to embrace Trump.
Watch what happens to Matthew McConaughey.
I know.
You know why? Because he's a ladies man, and that's not good for a lot of ladies. Don't like that. He's going to be not so. I bet you $100 for real that by the end of tonight Matthew McConaughey retracts his statement or clarifies, because he's gotten so much bad press. I'll bet you $100.
And he must have known he would, but the thing is that, look, he's trying to say that, you know, we're stuck with this for 4 years. We might as well work with him than fight.
Right, but there's no way to work with him. That's the problem. When you sign executive orders, it's hard to work.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very hard. He does things very unilaterally.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little cray-cray. And then, of course, he was supposed to have an hour conversation with the Australian Prime Minister, who's one of our best allies ever.
Right.
And apparently after 25 minutes, he hung up on the Australian Prime Minister and got a big fight about a refugee program that Obama had allowed and hung up on him. So now the Australian Prime Minister was forced to say, are America and Australia still friends? I'm like, that's like the closest ally, one of them.
Yeah. So.
We should piss off not our allies.
No. Well, Obama did enough of that. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But that's behind us now, so now we have to deal with this.
Now we got this guy. Chaos. Constant chaos.
Yeah, but at this point, it's... but that's the thing, though. It's, you know, I don't know. I mean, the situation right now is like, the best thing to do is keep your mouth shut. But that's a sad situation.
And that's
also
not good. That's anti-American.
Yeah.
Like, for him to have said the press should shut their mouth, that's literally against the American Revolution. Like, we literally stood up against that.
Right. But we'll see. You know, I mean, and that's why I wanted to start reading in this, because they explain, like why the media did not get it and all this stuff. The media is out of touch and people are getting their news from elsewhere.
Absolutely.
You know, so I want to read up on that. That's why the thing appealed to me. And if it's one-sided, I'll realize that.
But why not? I watch Fox News to get...
Yeah, and I want to get the other side.
Absolutely. And you know, Sean Spicer and the president set up 4 seats at the press room for iPads to be sent in for Skyping for people who are in those places that don't usually can get to Washington. So they're really on top of those people that are not usually represented. Mm. So now 4 seats are from those people that are Skyped into the press room.
Oh, wow.
It's very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on, man. Yeah. But a lot of unprecedented stuff, of course, you know. Well, yeah, we never had elections like that before.
No. Soon it's going to be a real reality show. Yeah. Like, what if it's like The White House, season 4?
Yeah, right.
God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But amazingly, I mean, just from the first few pages I read, apparently some people predicted that if Trump ever ran, he would win. And Trump has said many times, you know, if I don't think I'm going to win, I'm not going to go into
it. Exactly, yeah.
But that was like years ago.
I know.
You know, like 2000.
But think about what a narcissist thinks about all the time, getting to the top. So, like, I bet he's just fantasized about being at that Oval Office and his gold curtains. And that's something, that's the best you can be. You know what I mean? So
no,
he's probably saying,
true.
He thought
he
about it.
He achieved it for crying out loud, man.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that, you know?
No, he was Putin really, really got him on there. No, I'm just kidding.
So back to Beyonce.
Yes.
What did you want to discuss about
she's
Beyonce?
She's preggers with twins. Ooh. She dropped an amazing Instagram photo that went viral.
That is a cool photo.
Yeah. Well, guess what? She dropped a whole photo album. You can see like hundreds more.
Oh, really?
She's so cool. She always drops albums that you're not ready for.
Wow.
Anyway.
So she got 7.2 million likes in 24 hours.
Most liked Instagram photo so far.
Ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
It beat out someone like Vanessa Hudgens or something.
Selena Gomez.
Gomez, that's right.
Yeah, drinking a Coke. And she had 6 point something.
Drinking a Coke.
I know, but it is a cute picture.
Was she like
you know?
Naked in the...
No, not at all.
She's just drinking a Coke.
She's just drinking a Coke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2016... it took her only... Oh, so...
Is Bieber in the background or
something? Bieber was before that. She took the title from Bieber.
Well, she was dating Bieber.
I know, but apparently he had more than her.
Is he drinking a Pepsi?
No, I don't know what the hell he was drinking. They're not showing that picture.
That's so funny. Yeah, but no, she did a great... She's great. And what's interesting is, you know, Lemonade, that whole album was about a guy cheating. And everyone had questions whether Jay-Z... I mean, they didn't... There was a lot of questions between Jay-Z and Beyonce if they were still together, but how rocky the relationship was, if it was a true story, what it real. But this came out and everyone's very excited.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, oh, twins. Cool.
I know. And how old is she? Is she like in her 40s?
No, I think she's my age. I think she's like 34, 35.
It just seems like she's been around a long time.
Yeah,
because
she started as a baby in Destiny's Child.
Yeah, that's true.
She was another one who always wanted the spotlight and got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Her mother and father...
Oh, really? They pushed her?
Oh, yeah.
And stuff?
Ooh.
Wow.
Nothing she didn't want to do, but they created that brand. Yeah.
You see, and that's the thing. That's what the Jacksons did.
Oh,
and
then,
you know, a lot
She's still her manager, her mom.
Yeah. The Williams sisters, the tennis players, you know. I mean, those are parents that really pushed their kids.
Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods and his dad coached him. He was playing at 3 and was on Johnny Carson at like 6.
Wow.
As a golfer.
Yeah.
His dad's like, yeah. And remember, I think on Carson, he says, hit the ball in, and it doesn't go in. So Tiger Woods picks up the ball and puts it in the hole.
Really?
It's so cute.
Oh, no, wow.
Yeah, it turned out.
So that's when he was really young, I guess.
But his dad was always pushing him, too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so Beyonce got a lot. I mean, what's it like to be
She's
that
so
popular?
Cool.
You know?
I feel like, is there anyone that doesn't like Beyonce?
Yeah. Well, I don't not like her.
Right, you don't have an opinion. But
I
no
don't
one
have
dislikes
an opinion, right.
Like, no, you can either just not really care or don't care. Right.
Yeah.
But no one is, like, actively, like, ugh. Beyonce.
I know. She's not
no,
like Kanye
she works
West.
On, yeah, she works really hard. She makes, you know, good, solid music, really artistic, creative pieces and albums.
Right.
And it's like...
And she's an inspiration, I guess, to a lot of girls.
Oh,
you know?
My God. What a role model. Now, when she went on, was it the Super Bowl or did she do... It was a football game and she did... Like a Black Panther move, and it was like the police felt
that
as
was
if
a Super Bowl.
It was
I think
right.
Last year,
I think so too.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was her political statement. So you see people kind of thread it within their musical act.
Right.
So Gaga might do something weird.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
But we'll see.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the Gaga show.
All you know is she will be really singing. She, I'm sure there'll be a track behind her, but that woman sings.
Yeah.
You're going
to
hear
it's hard to sing when you dance, don't you think?
Yeah, but she but if you're in shape, and she, if you follow her Instagram, like I do, because I'm a stalker, she's she got into like a huge training for this. So she's in the best shape of her life. She's been doing hardcore yoga, running, right. Yeah, all for this show.
Right. No, I mean, that's fine. But what I mean is, don't you think when you dance, it's hard to sing?
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
You jump and everything. Yeah. How can you sing?
Well, if you're
so you got to do like lip syncing.
No, she doesn't.
No?
Never.
So maybe she won't dance as hard. We'll see.
I don't know. Like she gives it her all, Gaga. Yeah. I'm so in love with her. It's really weird.
I know.
I just think she's very, very talented. And it took the Tony Bennett album till people heard her sing for real.
That's true.
And her voice is wonderful.
It is.
Beautiful sound.
I discovered her too late. I'm like suddenly.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. Just dance. And I'm like, you know, people are like, well, what? This is like years ago. I'm like, okay, I just discovered her.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Leave me alone.
I know. I just heard Poker Face for the first time.
Bop, bop, bop. And those to me are like, I mean, it kind of had a clubby pop Euro discotheque. When I was studying in Italy, we'd go to discotheques, and that was what
That's
was playing.
What they played?
Yeah. A lot of uncha uncha kind of things.
I know, but I mean, if she managed to get past that,
sure,
you know, and be taken seriously as an artist.
What's funny is she was in it when she was really 2018. There's video of her in coffee shops in New York with the keyboard, and she's belting. So she did that before, and then she went into the more poppy stuff, and then came out again and did the ballads. So she's been classically trained in piano. I mean, she's just talented, this woman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how some people start like by playing on the street and the subway.
Yeah. Like you're like, wow, that really happened. You know? Good for her, man. She worked her ass off for it.
You know, and sometimes, and I think obviously it works, but I was just listening to a track from a CD that I got. It must have been, I don't know, 20 years ago. Over at City Walk at Universal, there was a band playing. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, this is cool. Let me buy the CD,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
To this day, I listen to it.
Oh
you
my
know,
God.
I never really heard of them. I mean, they're supposedly pretty big in that genre, but they were just playing the street.
Yeah, right.
And I still have
it's
that
like a
CD,
gig.
And
yeah.
I never buy CDs.
Right,
from,
right.
You know, but I remember being in New York, and you go in the subway, and it's the same thing.
Yeah,
you get some good musicians there.
Absolutely, man. You know? You got some great dancers and really, really talented people. But it's funny because, like, Taylor Swift, for instance, wrote a song called Tim McGraw, and it was about Tim McGraw, the country music
singer,
star.
Right?
And she didn't take the streets; she took it to the internet. And it went to like a million hits. And that became, Taylor Swift started as an internet star, which is funny because it's the now version of the streets. Like she took it to the streets in quotes. And when she was on the Country Music Awards, they said, you hear her introduced as the internet star, Taylor Swift. No one had ever seen her.
Right.
And she sings Tim McGraw, and she walks in the audience to Tim McGraw and sings it to Tim McGraw.
Whoa.
And then says, hi, I'm Taylor, and shakes his hand afterwards. And then she just blew up from there.
Whoa.
So it's so interesting, different ways, but she took it to the streets in her own way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that showing, once again, you really have to be different to stand out. You know,
and,
you got to take
and
a
you
chance.
Gotta, and you got to self-generate. Like Bieber walked up to Usher in a parking lot and said, you will hear me. Listen to the drums. Listen to me sing. And then he signed him.
Really?
Yeah. And this guy was like 12. So this is chutzpah, people.
Yeah. You know, you got to be out there and be different. You know, don't just sing. I meet so many people that are they're good musicians. I mean, they can sing, they can play, whatever. But they sound like everybody else.
Yeah, you got to be, and you got to somehow, you got to somehow get in front of someone who can elevate your career.
Yeah.
And what we've heard from guests galore is that they lied and did stuff and it worked.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it takes
whatever
to stand
takes,
out,
yeah.
Put yourself right there. You
yeah.
Know,
so I mean, we had people in costume.
Yeah.
Megan Tovia, she walked in and pretended to be a security guard and delivered her headshots.
Yeah.
One girl made up an agent named Charlene. These are smart people.
Exactly. You know, so you got to think of things and also your act. What it is that you do. Like, for example, people will say to you, well, I have a new web series. And it's like, okay, so what's it about? Mm-hmm. Well, dating. Okay. So there's a million web series about dating.
Sure.
Why should I watch yours, right? Well, I just, you know, okay, so I'll watch yours because I just got to meet you and I know you. But for most people, what's special about it?
That's right.
That's what you have to ask yourself.
Very true.
Because otherwise, you just get lost, you know.
But, you know, web series, now it's the new podcast, the new web. So everything, it gets overwhelmed, each medium, and you move to the next.
Right.
So now it's going to be like shadow puppets or something. Because it's like web series are now, podcasts are where people want to take it.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how things just evolve.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why maybe there's so much demand for a station recently, you know, maybe because of all the podcasts. Everybody wants a radio show now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
you know, it's the new web series.
Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah. People get to talk. So, wow, I was a visionary, man.
Sir, you were a visionary, and you're just realizing it now. The vision has come a little late.
Yeah, right.
But we're getting there.
But I mean, my God, when I started this, you could really only listen on the website, and now, you know, on any device.
Oh, you were way ahead of your time, honey.
You know, we started with an app. I mean, 2 years after we started, after the iPhone was around.
That's unheard of, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Also, I think you had always been ahead of, in terms of computers. You've always been a little ahead of the game.
So.
Like, you were working with beta stuff. You
right,
know, you were always
exactly.
doing that, yeah.
Yeah, with animation and
yeah.
all that.
I mean,
yeah.
that takes someone who can see the future a little bit.
I guess. I never looked at myself that way, but...
I'm looking at you that way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But I think the bottom line is, if you want to hear it coming from me, my experience is that do what you really want to do. Keep your day job, but focus really on what you want to do, and the hell with what people say, you know. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Mm-hmm. If you believe in it and you really want to do it. I mean, I thought, I have an opportunity, thanks to technology, to put on my own radio show. I want to do it.
But what is it that got you past, I really want to do a radio show, I have the time, I want to do it? What got you to be like, I'm going to take action?
Right. The thing is, I met people that introduced me to the technology. I mean, I didn't realize people were doing radio on the internet.
So it was when you realized you could have access to that technology.
Exactly.
You said, I can do this, and that's the action.
Exactly. Okay. And that's how it happened to me when I started my animation company and computer graphics and so forth. It was always because I saw the technology. There would be some kind of software out there that I would go, wow, this is going to take me to the next level.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's always something that gets you to that action step.
Right. You
know, push.
And once I realized that, I said, there's no way I'm not doing this, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people, that's when they back out, man.
Right.
Because some people see the technology and cannot walk over that line.
That's true, I guess, yeah.
So, yeah.
But, you know, and plus... sometimes you're afraid, you know.
That's,
I mean,
what it is.
You have to invest money. You have to, like,
incredibly scary.
Yeah, and
you
got to cut down your hours on what you're doing on your day job and stuff. So it is scary. There's a lot of uncertainty. But again, you know, I mean, you can't grow if you're sitting in a 9-to-5 every day for years.
Right.
You can't
unless that's what you love to do.
Right. You know. So you'll move up a little bit in the organization, but you're not going to be really rich. I mean, you need a breakthrough to be successful in any possible way, not just financially. You
right.
know?
And even if it doesn't give you financial success, and it's just what makes your soul soar or shine, if you find that and can do that the rest of your life, you're already successful.
You're right. You know.
Do you know what I mean? If you find what gives you that flow. You know, like when I'm on stage or I'm doing entertaining, you just don't think. You just go into the flow.
Yeah.
And if you can find your own flow, then that's what makes you successful.
Nothing else distracts you,
nothing.
Right? Yeah.
And you're so easily, like for you, you're so easily distracted. And yet when you find the flow, you'll stay there forever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's the thing. So, but I definitely think or remember that I did this because I really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the point. That's mm-hmm. what it comes down to. You
how
know?
Badly
if
you, do
if you,
want
you have
it.
The desire, yeah, and because that's the carrot, you know, that's the motivator. That's mm-hmm. the
can hot, I just say, carrots are not such good motivators.
I know. Well, you know what's a good motivator is a hot pepper up your ass.
Oh,
they'll make you run.
See,
right?
That's the stick.
Yeah.
That's
they'll
the stick.
They'll make you run real quick.
I wish it was like something like a Boston cream pie donut. I'd be like, I'll run.
That's true.
The carrot is bullshit.
Well, a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, I guess that would be similar, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. No, I'm good with a pot of gold. Or just pot. I would just take a pot of pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's wanting it bad enough. The desire is there. The belief is there in yourself. I mean, it takes the friendship there is with yourself.
Right.
When you're studying Buddhism, you learn this word Maitri, which is Maitri. And it's Sanskrit. And what it means is, it's so cool. Maitri, it means unconditional friendship with oneself. Which means no matter what, how horrible you think you are, you will always believe you will always be a friend to yourself, like a mother bird to a baby bird.
Right. And because if you're not, who else will
that's
be?
Right. But for some reason, Westerners have a very, very, very hard time with that.
Really?
We tend to be like, we are the worst.
Right.
There's so a lot of guilt. And
yeah.
A lot of,
so we need other people and stuff to.
Yeah. And the real truth is to get to where you will always have unconditional friendship with oneself.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
That makes sense. Yeah. No, it's not easy. But you got to come to peace with who you are, you know?
Yeah. And you have to believe fully that you're not an evil person, even if you think you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These you have to. Otherwise, there's no movement in any way.
Yeah. So. Do you think some people think they're evil?
Yeah, I think so I was listening to Pema and she was telling a crowd this. She said, someone asked me, wrote me a letter, or I think it was in the crowd, said, I feel like the worst person on earth right now in myself of who I am. And she stopped and said, do you really think of all those people in the whole wide world, you feel like you're the worst? And he said, yes.
Wow.
So people do feel that bad sometimes.
Wow. Yeah. That's depression, man.
Yeah, that is.
That'll do that to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Buddhism.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. That's its slogan. Give it a shot.
Give it a shot, right? What have you got to lose?
What do you got to lose? Nothing.
So do you find that it helps you in your daily life?
Every day, yeah.
Really?
And I've been studying it for about 5 years, and it helps mostly when I get very anxious with lines of people, like when I have to wait and there's people in front and behind me. Or if I'm in a car and there's like traffic, I get very, very anxious.
Right.
And
you feel like trapped or something?
Yeah, I feel a little trapped. Exactly. And also it helps with stage fright. Like before I would go to do stand up, I had to like really learn to get over the stage fright. And it just helps in daily life and with marriages, with everything. Wow. And it's really useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's different. Yeah.
It's accessible.
It seems to have more positiveness to it.
Yeah. It's think a little bit more accessible than maybe some of the other religions. And it's not really a religion. I mean, it is, but it's a tenet of a way of life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's not like you have all these rituals and stuff of holiness and all that. Right?
Yeah,
it's more spiritual, I think.
Very much so.
Than the Western religion.
Very, very, very much so. Yeah, it is. It's very anti. It's very Eastern. And it's funny because Pema is an American, so she's really been the conduit from the Dalai Lama. For real, His Holiness the Dalai Lama to the American crowd, he uses her specifically because she's an American and a monk. So he's like, you know more about this than I do because I'm not from the Western Hemisphere.
Right.
So she, you know, tends to act as a conduit for him.
I see. And she sort of like relays it.
Exactly. He's like the liaison.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's a happy dude.
I know. Because, you know, when you think about Buddhism, for example, it doesn't sound like as strict,
right?
As you know, like Christianity, Judaism, Islam, that they're all they limit you in many different ways, you know. And Buddhism doesn't feel like something that would generate wars and stuff, you know.
It's the most peaceful. Yeah. These people are very peaceful.
Right.
Yeah, you're supposed to not even
But
hurt.
They weren't always, right? I mean, what about all the wars they had in Asia and Mongolian wars and the Chinese and stuff? I mean, weren't they Buddhist?
No, Buddhism has always been a very peaceful. You're not supposed to even kill a fly, a mouse, if it's in your cabin. You're not supposed to kill animals. You can't kill anything. You are all one. And in Buddhism, you believe you're reincarnated into other things. So you're killing someone of some faith, of some person.
Yeah.
And so it's a very peaceful little happy little religion.
There you are. For you, it's perfect.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Give us utopia, right?
Yeah, but what's funny is she went to a place, I think I told you this, where everyone had to smile for 7 days the whole day.
Yes.
The whole time. And she was like, there's a lot of pent up anger in here. Because it's not about happiness. It's about being, balance between both.
Yeah.
And not having either one be taking over.
That's true.
So otherwise, she was like, these people are crazy.
That's what I think. I think it's all about balance. You know, that's how you can have a good life.
Yeah.
Is don't do too much of anything, you know. Because everything's got the other side of the coin,
and it's that we aren't a static people. It will always go up and down.
Yeah.
Always. If you can really believe the rest of your life, the only thing you believe is that life will never ever stay static, then you're good to go.
Exactly. And what you're saying is the only constant change.
Yeah. And when you can get when you can get comfortable with that uncertainty, you're golden.
Yeah.
You're enlightened, dude.
Yeah.
I am not there.
I know. You just got to embrace, you know. But what that means also is that you can't get too attached.
It's all about detachment.
You know?
And it's like the idea is rock logic versus water logic, which is holding on. Rock logic is making hard stone graphic decisions, and you're going to take a right angle here and a left angle here, and you're going to go through life on stones, right? And in real life, it's water. It goes left. Flows. It flows up. It goes down. It goes crazy. Yeah. You can't ever have it like rock.
Yeah.
But it's not easy to get. It's not easy to believe.
That's true, yeah. I mean, but life changes. And you know when it occurred to me, like, for example, when as my parents are getting older and stuff, I told my brother, I said, look, every day is different. Every day there's something new.
Right.
As a person gets older, you know, here they fall, here they do this, they're sick, the memory's going, the speech is going. So you have to adjust every day, meaning you can't really get comfortable and assume that every day is going to be the same.
It never will. Exactly. And the more you wish it were the same every day, the more you'll suffer.
Right, because it's the lesson, I think.
Exactly. And maybe, like, I think for you, you should try and find something every day with your parents that you're really grateful for.
Right.
Because you still have them. And maybe, like, there's an app that you take for 365 for pictures, and you take a picture of something that you're grateful for every day, and you can look back.
That's
so maybe
true,
do
right?
that every day.
Yeah.
Because if you turn it to gratitude, it's much easier than we're getting through today. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm all hippy dippy. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, things that make you go
Things that make you go It's true.
So they're saying that couples are spending a record amount of money to get married.
Oh, yeah.
The average cost of a wedding today is $35,000.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I worked in the bridal industry.
Right?
For
some people, that's a year's salary.
It's ridiculous.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so what is this about? So
ridiculous as if I wouldn't want that and have had a very expensive wedding. But I can understand if you don't have them, that's hard.
It is.
That's lot of money.
So, but most people, I think, finance it through the gifts that they get, right? I mean, they get a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of monetary gifts and stuff. So they pay off a part of it. But I also tend to think that that weddings are mostly for the parents.
Yeah.
You know?
It's another traditional ritual.
For the bride's mother, mostly.
Well, the bride likes it. I got to be honest. I love my wedding.
No, I know. But you know what? When you're young and your mother's involved, she has the last word.
Trust me. My mother called it our wedding.
Yeah, right?
She was involved. She was the third party.
Exactly. You know?
It was our wedding.
Yeah. And think how many guests and how many decisions were made by her or because of her.
Well, what's funny is my husband has very good taste, and so does they have the same taste. So I would come up with an idea, and if both of them disagreed with it, it was a no.
Really?
Because they have better taste than I do. So I was like, Mom, Brooks? No. That's a terrible idea. I was like, glitter in the invitation. No, that's a terrible idea.
That is a terrible idea. I don't know why people do that.
I know, but it's so sparkly.
I know, right?
So stupid.
I know. Sometimes people bring stuff like that here and it's all over the place.
I know.
I go crazy.
Everyone's like, don't ever hire this person.
Right.
I know.
You know? Wow. So another thing I was thinking about the station is, you know, sometimes people, like, you know, how freely and generously we give out water bottles here and everything. And people sometimes come in and they want coffee, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you know, I mean, it's not like an office with 10 people, okay?
Right.
Right? I mean, we have like 30, 40 people going through here every day, which means that I would have to open a fucking Starbucks here. And maybe that's what I'll do. I'll open a Starbucks here.
I don't think
that's
a bad idea.
Right?
I would be here all day.
Yeah. I mean, how much can I
really put into coffee
here? Or get like
a food truck,
you know?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
No, because you could get a Keurig. And
yeah,
have those
or
little
coffee
pods.
Machine, right.
Yeah, those pods you can buy them in bulk.
I know, but you know how much that costs?
I mean,
I have an espresso machine. Each pod is 70 cents. So let's say that's espresso. Maybe Keurig would be a little less, but still at 50 cents a cup.
No,
man,
ching.
Money, you know?
Get your own damn coffee.
Exactly, you know?
That's true.
So that's all I'm saying. So when people say that, it's like you have to think, okay, does this make sense? Does this not make sense?
Right.
But I would have to have a Starbucks here to please everybody's coffee needs.
Yeah, because you'd need the cream, you'd need the sugar, you'd need the raw sugar, the stevia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Most offices, it's the same people there every day.
Yeah.
And it's for them, you know, the occasional guest or something.
So when you go to auditions and you've then passed and you go to a callback and you're maybe meeting with a producer or studio, you go to a really nice building or you're meeting with an agent and there's always someone to ask you if you want want anything to drink.
Right.
And I always say yes because I feel like they want something to do. But I always make like, only if you're having one, and it's confusing because they're not. And I always seem to never really drink the drink. Anyway, it's, yeah, there's a mess. It's a mess. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
But I guess there are ways. We could get like a pot of coffee. That's not too much. Right.
And you could probably get Costco Folgers.
But I don't know if anybody wants that kind of coffee. Everybody
likes Folgers. No one needs Ely coffee here.
Yeah.
Get some freaking Maxwell House. No, but I'm thinking
they probably want like Starbucks
style. Too bad.
Then
fuck off.
I know, with foam and everything.
Tell them they can go to Frappuccino hell. Go ahead. Go fuck off. No, get yourself some good old Folgers and roast, brew it up. And you know what? It would smell good.
Yeah, that's true.
Smell delicious.
All right. Well, maybe I'll think of that.
Think about it.
Yeah. That's not a big deal. It's just because I was thinking, yeah, because I was also thinking along the machine and all these cups and everything. But yeah, it can be not a big deal.
Yeah.
And plus, not that many people ask for coffee anymore.
True. So. Maybe take account for the next week of how many people are asking to get a poll. Let's do a poll.
Yeah. Well, look, we provide lots of water, candy, everything you might want.
Entertainment.
Exactly. So
a window.
Exactly. We even are contemplating an orgy room here.
We are. This
is to accommodate our guests who get bored while waiting.
You've watched too much Westworld, sir. You must end your Westworld viewing.
I know. Cut down on that. All right, everybody, we're done for today. Stay tuned for the next show, the Ensemble Cast, both on video and audio, right here. wow, excuse me. What a way to end the show, right?
Yeah.
But I did want to promote Katarina Kozayas. She's coming on next.
Nice.
Listen to that LA 40 about how life just begins at 40.
Which I think is probably very true.
It's not, but okay. They just say that.
Is that?
Yes, sir. And on that note, everybody, thank you all for listening.
Bye, guys.
Tori, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.